here because we have a good reputation and have for years and years, in fact, decades, of bringing people interesting conversation, things to think about, and mostly material you won't hear discussed on other conversation programs. That's the idea here, anyway, to be different enough and yet not too different so that people say, huh, what the heck is that? They think that when they listen to Rich sometimes and some of his conversations with Roberta. But generally because we have such stability, Jennifer and I, we are so stable, we can give some credibility to
that's our middle name, really.
Right? That's
no,
it. Jennifer,
Doug's in the stable with the cows.
Yeah. The cows don't go to the stable. Horses go to the stable. What is
so what
the
do cows go to?
Cows go into either they are likely to be in a loafing area or they're in a...
They're loafing?
Well, they call it loafing. They call it a loafing area. Or they go into the stanchions in the barn. We have hookup stanchions in our barn so that they just have a little neck collar on and we tie them in. When they go in, they eat their stuff and get milked and bing, bang, boom. They're on their way to another day of pacifism. You see, they're very interested. The reason that I love cows so much is because they are so pacific. The Pacific Ocean, named because it is peaceful and much quieter than the Atlantic Ocean. Thus, the whole idea of peace and passivity, something that is good. As we talk about health and well-being, one of the things I like best about having Dr. Jay Kumar here with us to visit every week is our focus being on your well-being and how we sort of build a life around that thinking. You know, what is there that we can do to extend our lives, to have quality? It isn't just physical, it's emotional, it's mental, it's spiritual, and so we'll hit that nerve today. One of the things, there's a consciousness, I'm using all kinds of jargon here, Jay, but when it comes to how people apply some of these things, the principles that we talk about, there's a practical application to things that frankly farmers are dealing with right now, as an example. There are companies, and I don't have to name them, we all know who they are, who have created products that are really not good for mankind. Yet they get approval, they run through the governmental process, and they get the stamp of whatever because they have influenced the system to the point where they can get away with murder. It's really, some of this stuff from some of these companies is so bad, it's like they are legally committing murder. And so, not to be too harsh, but this is a dramatic sort of a thing. What these companies do in genetically modified foods and things that supposedly are good for mankind, they aren't good for mankind at all. In fact, they're horrible for mankind. And yet we hear all this stuff, and it's hard for us to know what to believe. So let's start, Jay, with that. How do people know when they hear things, messages, ideas, what's believable and what isn't believable?
Well, thanks, Doug. It's great to be here again. And I think we got Jennifer there and Richie Roberta there today.
Roberta's there.
Yep.
Hey, Roberta. Good to see you. Good to hear you all.
Pretty soon you'll be able to see us. We're going to put you on the
video Skype
stream thing.
Week.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But, you know, I really want to respond to that question because one of the things, Doug, you and I talked about, and this is one of my favorite mottos, is that the power of the people is more powerful than the people in power.
I love that. You want to hear that? The power of the people is so much bigger than the people in power. Something remember.
The power of the people is more powerful than the people in power.
Yeah.
So it really boils down to the power of individual choice and how we do not have to succumb or acquiesce into group mentality or to be spoon-fed what we are, you know, what we should believe is good for us. Every one of us, that's something we touched upon last week in this time, was the gut feeling that you know when something is right for you.
Yeah.
That inner sense of intuition or knowingness that you know this is the right thing or this is the wrong thing. And, you know, for lack of, you know, whether it's good or bad, we live in a world right now where we are bombarded with advertisements and messages that tell us what to do, which in many ways take us away or we give, unconsciously, we give over our own power of choice and knowingness and understanding to those corporations or to the media that, you know, want us to think or act in a certain way. And I kind of want to switch the tone here because I have a really specific theme I'd like for us to discuss today, which kind of is a nice segue to what we're talking about, the power of choice. And how do we live a life of value and meaning? How do we choose to live a life of value and meaning? That's what I really would like for us to discuss today, maybe ways we can have our listeners apply some tools to maybe achieve more value and meaning in life.
You know, this is very interesting. As you know, I'm on the board of trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg, in Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio. And our slogan is trying to bring about in the students the understanding of how to live a life, create a life of purpose and distinction.
Yeah.
So purpose and distinction, and I don't know, somebody said that I was a pretty good example of that. I'm not sure
which. I think you are.
The purpose or distinction, but the idea of having a meaningful life, you have to come up with a definition for that, because it's going to be, I'm not going to tell you your life is meaningful. I might. I was back and forth in an email earlier this morning with somebody who said, you know, I'm just kind of an ordinary person. And I said to her, you're not at all. This is all. I went through three or four things. To her, she's ordinary. To others who see her in her role, several different roles that she's playing that are unique, her life has terrific meaning and value. But is the job here to have people understand that their life has meaning and value, or to get them to find a life which has meaning and value?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all of us have, you know, lead a life that has meaning and value. Whether we recognize it or not is our choice. Mm-hmm. And there are things we can do in our life to really cultivate and really strengthen or foster that deeper sense of meaning and value. And I want to share a story. I actually, this past weekend, the university where I teach down here in Southern California, we held this national conference on death and dying. And it was a really great conference. It was looking at death and dying from science and religion, spirituality, from different perspectives. Different scholars and academics and theologians came together to discuss this notion of death and dying. And one of the panelists came up with this really great list. And she was a palliative care nurse. And for those of you who don't know what that is, palliative care specializes in dealing with people who are in their final stages of life and helping them to transition into death.
All right, so now you're hitting a nerve with Roberta. We'll pause for a second here.
Yeah.
Roberta just went through all of this stuff with her mother, and it has troubled her, and I think you'll be able to help her a little bit and many others who need that either connection or disconnection. I think it depends on what your circumstance is, but a life that has been valuable and meaningful when it's over, how do you get the transition? How do you see that transition? Dr. Jay Kumar is here, jkumar.com, K-U-M-E-R. Check that. Oh, what did I do? I said, hey, it is AR. What's the matter with me? It happens when I don't have my cue sheet here. And I should know, actually. That's like people misspelling my name all the time. I take it with a lump of coal. And Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, dummy. And let's deal with this a little bit in a second. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. 7-brand insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And 7 is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
18 past the hour, aren't we all glad we have feet? Some of us have better feet than others. However, our feet this morning will be to get you to understand life, value, meaning, that sort of thing. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. And, yeah, the spelling of the name is K-U-M-A-R. Hello. The sense of what to do about a life at the end of it when its value and meaning is gone, who decides that? Roberta, I know you and Jay have sort of been talking back and forth here during the commercial break about the essence of what happened to you. Your mother and her value and meaning had gone. So, okay, what do we do? Just let it go? Or is it...
Well, go ahead. You have to decide. I think what made my decision easier, I mean, I talked with a hospice social worker, and she was invaluable. And she asked me a very simple question. She said, are you keeping your mother alive for her? Or are you keeping her alive for you? Mm-hmm. And once I was able to answer that question, I said, I'm keeping her alive for me. Mm-hmm. I said, I have to let her go.
I think Roberta, you know, I have a lot of sympathy, you know, for the decision you had to make with your mother. And it kind of touches specifically on some of the topics I want to talk about today. I mentioned there's this panel, this conference I went to on death and dying over the weekend, and this palliative care nurse, she actually said the top five regrets that people make on their deathbed. And this really is what I want to touch upon today. It's like, how can we live a life, a full and meaningful life, without having any regrets when we come to the end of it? Mm-hmm. And I want to share with you in the top five regrets that people shared on their deathbed.
All right, so we'll do that, and pause, we'll do a couple of things, and then we'll come back to overview the top five regrets, things that you, what is the old expression, when we're on our deathbed, none of us say, I wished I'd worked harder.
Precisely.
Right, one of those sorts of things, and, you know, or I wish I'd spent less time with my family. or I wish I'd had less, I don't know, you can come up with any number of things. I could say, I'm sorry I didn't spend more time on a tractor or something like that. Although I think there's plenty of time left for me to spend lots of time on my tractors. But that's the idea of it. Value your life. And what is, ask yourself what the meaning of your life is, because that's the exercise. It sounds like a John Lennon song. What is life? It was John Lennon, right? What is life?
George Harrison.
It was George Harrison. Thank you, Richie. Yeah. Capitol Records, 1973. 21 after on Good Day.
Close enough.
Yeah.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
I'm not the kind that use a bitch or a fool. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me.
Let's do some birthdays. The most important birthday today is one Roberta Fasanelli having her birthday.
Yay! Yay! Happy birthday, Roberta.
And she celebrated of birthday freebies at DougStephan.com and the Queen of Cheap Box. All right, so here we are with Jimmy Jones. He's your handyman. I know Roberta would like to have him take care of her.
Oh, I'd love to have a handyman.
Offer me a handyman.
That was so
my
easy.
Birthday.
Richie,
I would love a handyman for my
Richie,
birthday.
I just had to throw that. It was too easy. I had to do it.
Sorry
about it. All right, Sammy Turner, born in the state 1932. He was lead singer with a couple of the R&B groups in the 50s.
Somebody pushed the way back button on the jukebox as well.
Way back button. Lavender's Blue Dilly Dilly, among other things. It's just very moody stuff. This guy did a lot of moody music, if you will, which makes me want to turn my attention to somebody who's a little more upbeat, like William Guest. Who's one of the singers? Actually, he's one of the Pips, Richie.
The Pips?
He's one of the Pips.
Got the yellow suit doing his
thing. Got the whole yellow suit thing. Yep, exactly. With Gladys Knight. Mr. Guest is 70 years old. He's the best thing that's ever happened to Gladys Knight.
Wow, he's a young Pip, huh?
Yeah, he is a young Pip. Yep. How many of their songs? Every Beat of My Heart. Everybody Needs Love, Heard Through the Grapevine, If I Were Your Woman, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, yada, 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 it goes on and on.
Weren't one or more of the Pips her cousin?
Yes, I think we're all pretty much related. Yep. Yeah. Sally Kellerman's birthday is today, the actress from MASH.
Yeah.
Remember her, Brewster McCloud?
Hot Lips, yeah. Hot Lips.
She's Hot Lips.
From the movie.
Yep, happy birthday to her. By the way, did I tell you it was Roberta's birthday?
Happy birthday, Roberta!
Roberta, happy birthday. Charlie, we had a couple of Rolling Stones birthdays this week, including Charlie Watts, the drummer for the Stones, who is 70 today, born this day, 1941. This is one of their great songs, like Satisfaction. This is such a great song. How do you figure out this? How do you put these sounds together?
They listen to Indian music on the sitar,
yeah.
And they just kind of
they were stoned.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they were all stoned. It's a shame that you got to be stoned to be this creative. Charles, well, it's true. I'm the only one who doesn't have to be stoned to be creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what it does for you.
That's great, isn't it? Charles Hayde was Renko. Never really amounted to much. He did some other stuff, but he was best known for his role on Hill Street Blues as Sergeant Renko.
That's the bald guy, right?
No. That was the bald guy was with the eyes that went in different directions. The tall guy, he's dead. I forget his name. But that's not him.
My bad.
Hayde was the partner of the black guy.
Okay.
And, again, not remembering his number or his name, I probably should move on to Marvin Hamlisch, whose birthday this date, 1944, got an Academy Award for the score to The Sting, which is what you're listening to. He also got an award for the song, soundtrack, The Way We Were, in 1973.
Oh, very talented guy.
Yeah, very talented. Sony Award talented. Winner for a chorus line, smart guy, good on the piano, good for him. Jerry Mathers, The Beave, 63 today. Your premium played for the Dolphins' birthdays today.
Ah,
and then there's Michael Steele, who's the bass player for the Bengals. Birthday 56 today. Dana Carvey is 56 as well.
Nice.
Yep, Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet is 51.
Managing IBS is a real challenge. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. People with irritable bowel syndrome need to avoid gluten, insoluble fiber, caffeine, carbonated beverages, fruit juice, and a lot of high-fat foods. Now a great new book spells out what IBS is and how to manage it as much as possible. It's called The Complete IBS Diet and Health Guide. There's a step-by-step program on what to do to gradually change your diet and 12 tips for managing IBS, including regular exercise and an explanation of medications. But best of all, there's a ton of tempting tailored recipes, including roasted red pepper and potato soup, chicken Florentine, and flourless chocolate cake. The Complete IBS Diet and Health Guide is a no-nonsense, easy-to-read paperback. It also tells you when to see your doctor right away for symptoms that might indicate a more serious illness. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebate.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Not quit, let's get more active, let's get more involved. Today is Roberta's birthday, so all of us are celebrating. Jennifer Horn, Rich Yay. McFadden, Dr. Jay Kumar, Doug Steffen. And so in conjunction with Roberta's birthday, she's having her yearly physical exam. Matter of fact, Richie, she went into the doctor yesterday and spent some time with the nurse. And the nurse said to Roberta, how much do you weigh? And she said, I weigh 135 pounds. So the nurse put her on the scale, and it turned out that her weight was 180.
No.
The nurse said, your height? And Roberta said, 5'4". Nurse checked out, and she actually is 5'2".
Oh, Roberta.
And then she took her blood pressure and told me that it was very, told Roberta it was very high. Of course it's high, she screamed. When I came in here, I was tall and slender, and now I'm short and fat. Little Prozac's in order there, Dr. J.
Woohoo! Yeah.
All right, so Dr. J. Kumar is here. We're talking about having a life of value and meaning, as we put it at Heidelberg, purpose and distinction. So Jay, we're all ears, though, interested in this list of the top five regrets. At the end of the lifespan that you're given, you would best be served not to have any regrets. But people have them. What are
people
they?
Do.
You've done the research, Jay. What are
I
they?
Well, here they are, the top five in reverse order. The five, I wish that I had let myself be happier. And it really underscores something we've been talking about a lot in this segment of the show, is that happiness is a choice. We don't, many people on their deathbed, you know, realize that, you know, I had the choice to be happy. I could have been more happy in life rather than being miserable or being in fear. And so it really boils down to, you know, I think that the takeaway from this one, I wish that I had let myself be happier, is to understand that every moment in our life, we have the power to choose to be happy or to be miserable or sad or depressed. It really is a choice. Number four, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends and family. And in this day and age, we're so bombarded, you know, with everything going on in our lives, you know, work and everything else. So we really lose value of the people that are truly meaningful in our life, our loved ones, our family and friends.
Well, Jay, don't most people lose touch with family and friends because of a relationship?
That is true.
They get tied up into that relationship, and all of a sudden they shut the rest of the world up, and then 2 years later go by, and everything starts to fall apart, and guess what? You're standing there holding the bag and nothing.
You're alone, exactly.
Big empty bag.
Yep.
So, you know, honor the friends you have in your life, and this is why I so enjoy being on this show with all of you, because I consider all of you to be my friends at this point. And so I value all of you.
Can I borrow some money?
Maybe not that close of friends.
Darn it.
Acquaintance. Let's make it an acquaintance.
No, but I guess that the takeaway point on this one for our listeners is that acknowledge and really appreciate the people in your life, because as Richie said, at the end of the day, they're the ones that you can count on. It's not the amount of money you have in the bank account. It's the value of the friends and family, and also include our four-legged friends as well. You know, appreciate them, as I mentioned to our to all you guys. My dog got diagnosed with cancer a couple weeks ago, and so I really just value and appreciate the time that I'm going to have left with him right now. So number three. I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's
right. You
gotta
let it all hang. Man, oh man. Richie laughs at me. There's not much about me that you don't hear or you don't know.
Yeah, Doug and I are on the two opposite sides of that spectrum.
I think you gotta let it out. You can hold that stuff in and become angry. It does horrible things to your health. The anxiety that's created, the obsessive, compulsive things that go on. And by the way, if you don't tell, especially if I'm not much good at secrets because I don't like secrets. I don't want people to keep them from me, and I am not much good at, you know, I mean, there's certain things you want to keep private because there's a difference between being private and being personal. Mm-hmm. So the private stuff you need to keep private about you, your friends, whomever, or yourself. But the other side of it is keeping things away from others or not expressing yourself because you're afraid of how it will sound or how it will affect somebody else or will it make you look weak. That's foolishness, nonsense, and not productive.
Right. You know, the third regret, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. I was thinking just, you know, when the tragedy of 9/11, when the planes went down and people were making their cell phone calls, they weren't saying, hey, you know, check on the 401k account and make sure, like, you know, this is in order. No, they were expressing their feelings of love and gratitude to their loved ones, you know. And so why wait till the very last few moments of your life to do that? Yeah. And again, it all boils down to the power of choice. You know, I invite our listeners, I invite people to express their feelings more and to really express their love and gratitude.
Express yourself. That's it.
Express yourself.
Yeah.
Ask Madonna, you know.
Yeah.
Do it. Express yourself. And in my world, in my world as well, we have this great saying that our psychology creates our biology. And so when we don't express our feelings, they actually can manifest in our physical body, which then can precipitate into illness and disease.
So, Richie, all those times I gotten really tearing at you, you see how good it was for me to be like that? I mean,
yeah, Jay, here's the downside. Doug feels better. I've got, I'm on Prozac and drink more.
Yeah.
How's that work out for everybody?
Great for me.
It doesn't.
Perfect.
I go home and kick the dog while Doug feels like, man, I got it all out. I feel so much better. Yeah.
I should clarify, there are healthy and unhealthy ways.
Doug has, and you know, it works for him. Doug has this thing where I have to just get it all out.
Yeah, he's like a volcano.
He is. He's absolutely
good for 100 years after he erupts.
Right. Exactly.
Yet,
that volcano flows down mountain and destroys everything in its path.
That's the lava.
Yeah.
That's the lava. Right. And so I guess I want to clarify, you know, we have a choice to express our feelings with rage and anger and frustration or to express our feelings healthily, you know, as well. So there you go. But I want to give you the number two.
All right, number two.
Number two. And this is really great. This is really so key in our world. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true not only for guys, but I think for most, for a lot of more and more women these days, as you know, it traditionally used to be that this used to be the top number two complaint for us guys.
Yeah, I think you're speaking to the wrong crowd.
No, I think for women coming to the workforce, I think it's equally as valid for women these days as well. And I think, you know, as I mentioned to you, Doug, you kind of you said it at the very few minutes back. People don't say, I'm so glad I worked harder and got that extra bonus in my life in the corner office.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all fine and dandy, but at the very end of your life, you know that what really has purpose and value and meaning isn't, you know, what I like to say, it's not so much about making a living, but living.
Well, and let's clarify this. I think, you know, I made the joke that I think you're talking to the wrong crowd because we all are hard workers and
pretty expressive
and don't back up about it. But here's the difference. If you love what you do, you are fulfilling yourself.
Precisely.
And it's not work.
Mm-hmm. Right. Precisely.
And that's what you need to find.
Yeah.
Precisely,
yeah,
you should not work hard. You should enjoy what you do.
Right. It should make work out of work.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, you know, a really key point, something I mentioned in many of my lectures and seminars as well. Work is not something which is separate from your life. The true meaning of work is, you know, there's a great quote by the poet Rumi who says, work is love made visible. And that really, really encapsulates how we should view work. Work is just an extension of what we love in life. And
work
make that.
Work is love made visible.
I love that.
I do too.
Very nice. Very good. Yeah. All right. And so on that, let's pause for a second. Let people think that over for a minute. Work. Let's do. Everybody write this down. Work is
work
love.
Love made visible.
Made visible.
And it's by the poet Khalil Gibran.
Yeah. What we all read when we were in college.
Well, maybe we all didn't. I have to write that on the wall and stare at it for a little while.
Go to the bathroom and do that with a
I'm going to, in the bathroom
take
stall.
Take a magic marker and put it where Michael goes, will you please? It's 17 before the hour. Something that is extraordinarily lovable is your face. And you have a face maybe that only your mother would love. I guess it depends. Some of us think that's the case. When, in fact, we don't give enough credit to ourselves and our looks. Because oftentimes, what you think isn't what other people think. Well, that's the whole thing we're talking about here. What others perceive is not what you perceive. Listen to what they tell you, especially if it's good. And so when I tease Richie about the bags under his eyes, Roberta has had those problems, and she's dealt with them more often than not as with a knife rather than with the cream that comes out of the Lumitone jar. But she's learning how to change those evil ways so that she will be on board with you when you decide that you want to do something about the puffiness, the redness, the soreness, the looks, the heavy bags under your eyes. You'll call 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302 for a free jar of this breakthrough cream that is aimed just at the appearance of the puffiness under your eyes. That's all it is supposed to be used for. Lumitone is what it's called. Rub a dab of it under your eyes. It reduces the look of dark circles and the other things that are part of your basic lifestyle. We know you don't get enough sleep. You got heavy bags. You have that look. You want to get rid of it. The dark circles will be gone, and you'll be a happy camper. 800-894-3302, a free jar. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. It's free. That's what I said. Free. 800-894-3302.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Go to Dr. Jay Kumar's website, J-K-U-M-A-R, and these five regrets are posted there. You can connect to it by actually going to DougSteffens.com. I wonder, when you think about people who you think maybe don't think the way we do, have made a big thing this last couple of weeks talking, Jay, about how we don't understand how people think in other parts of the world. They don't understand us, and we're not taking the time to communicate and or at least try to understand why it is that certain religion thinks a certain way, a certain ethnicity thinks a certain way, a certain, well, it's all different experiences, a certain group of people coming from a geographical situation. We don't understand, and yet the world is getting smaller and smaller. So now there are more universal principles that are being applied. Mm-hmm. We look at the Middle East and see what's happening in Egypt. The Mubarak's ripped off $80
billion.
For their own purposes, and now they're being brought to trial on these things. So they lived well for all these years, and now they'll spend the rest of their lives regretting what they did. So is that because they had 30, 40, 50 years of living in all that luxury? Old man Mubarak is very sick. He's probably going to die anyway. Do you think he cares? Maybe he does.
Well, you never know. Maybe he'll have a conversion on his deathbed and just say, you know, I really regret having done all this harm and being so narcissistic and selfish. Yeah. But, you know, you hit something really on – Doug, you mentioned something I really will kind of focus on before I talk about the number one regret. And this is something that we that was brought up in my conference I went to on death and dying over the weekend. Regardless of our religion or culture or spiritual beliefs, there are two things that unite all of us, and one of them – is from a spiritual religious perspective, is our mortality. Every one of us has a limited finite amount of time on this planet. And every one of us needs to understand that we don't want to live a life full of regret. And the second thing which unites all of us is we all are hardwired in our brains to experience empathy and compassion and love. And when we can tap into the similarities rather than focus on the differences, I think the world will be a better place.
All right, so let's finish with number one, big finish.
So number one, the number one regret that people make on their deathbeds, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. That was the number one regret. It's like living a life not true to yourself, but living the life that you perceived others wanted you to be. That was the biggest regret people had. And so, again, these top five things. Number five, I wish that I had let myself be happier. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Number three, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. And number one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. So I want to just say, live your life in the moment. Don't wait until it's the end of your life to start living. You know, we need to really understand that all of us are powerful. We have the ability to manifest our full potential, and that's what we're here to do.
Think flowers, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jay Kumar, connect with him. His picture is in the contributors box at DougStefan.com. Thank you, Jay. 51 past the hour now, and good day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
More severe weather, this time in the Northeast, with the possibility of a stormy summer to come. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Four confirmed deaths from a tornado that touched down in Springfield, Massachusetts yesterday. Police say dozens of people were injured in the twister. Damage reported in 19 Massachusetts communities. The governor declaring a state of emergency and has called up 1,000 National Guard troops to help. Crews are also working to restore power to tens of thousands of customers in the state. Meanwhile, the 2011 Atlantic hurricane season now officially underway. It began yesterday and runs through the end of November. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano asking some important questions.
If you are in a hurricane-prone area, do you have your plan? Are you ready? Do you know what to do?
Napolitano says first responders all along the Gulf and Atlantic coasts are prepared, but individuals need to step up and do their part. Weather experts are calling for another busy storm season, with most predicting at least 16 named storms forming in the next 6 months. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says the entire nation is better equipped to respond to a disaster than it was 10 years ago.
We're really more of a support role. The department has been the investment this country has made to build and increase the capabilities of these states and local governments to respond to these types of tragedies.
And American Red Cross CEO Gail McGovern says her agency is ready to respond whenever and wherever necessary.
Having just gotten back from trips to Japan, to Alabama, Mississippi, Joplin, Missouri, we are more committed than ever to make sure that our country is prepared.
It is noteworthy to point out the U.S. mainland hasn't been hit with a hurricane since 2008. Complacency can set in as memories of hurricane disasters of the past fade, and officials rightly point out that complacency can be costly. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
broccoli or beans, peaches or pears. Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Wall Street takes quite a hit after new reports indicate the economic recovery may be slowing, the Dow tumbling 280 points to 12,290, S&P down 31, NASDAQ dropped 66 points, oil prices fell $2.41 a barrel to $100.29. House Democrats will pay a visit to the White House today for talks with President Obama. Hot topics will include federal spending cuts and raising the U.S. debt ceiling. House Republicans held a similar meeting with the president yesterday. Another hat to be thrown into the presidential ring today. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney to officially join the race for the White House. Romney expected to formally announce his long-expected presidential bid today in New Hampshire. You might remember Mitt Romney also ran for president in 2008, but lost the Republican nomination to Arizona Senator John McCain. Playoff scoreboard, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals underway. Game one in Vancouver last night. The Canucks with a late goal in the third period and a 1-0 win over the Bruins to go one up in that best-of-seven series. Game two in Vancouver this Saturday. Couple of closing notes related to cold hard cash. Let's talk Powerball. First of all, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Quite a jackpot up for grabs last night. $200 million. Did anyone match all the numbers? The answer is yes. One ticket sold somewhere in New York. Hey, I'm in New York. Let me check my ticket. 8, 18, 38, 48, 56, Powerball 31. Didn't have any of them. Finally, it may or may not surprise you to learn that the world has more millionaires than a couple of years ago. Boston Consulting Group reports the number of millionaire households grew 12% in 2010. There are 12.5 million millionaire households on the planet. The U.S. leads with about 5 million millionaires, followed by Japan and China. But let's face it, being a millionaire now doesn't mean quite as much as it did, say, 30 years ago. After all, what can a million buy you when the price of everything is so high? Need some gas. Yeah, $200,000 regular, please. That should get me half a tank. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old McGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Warning, this program contains scenes of a graphic nature and nudity.